Blog Talk Radio. Do you hear what our Father is, he's answering Nicodemus. And he's telling you that you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Let me read verse 5 to you again. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." And that's what we want to do. We want to enter into the kingdom of God. While I was sitting up here playing these games on my computer, almost being late, I kept singing, I think it was Mother Mormon used to sing this at the church. Yeah, I used to go to Zion Home. And I believe in my pastor. I believe every word he said until I got old enough to understand to read the Bible for yourself. She was saying, "None but the right, yes. None but the right, yes. None but the right, yes, shall see God." And that's what I have started looking for just a few seconds ago, say a few minutes ago. But I'm coming up on this where Nicodemus is asking, "Can a man be born again?" And our Father is saying to him, "Truly, truly, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit." So if you have not been baptized in the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I don't wonder where you go. Will he destroy all of you? Our Father will be just in his judgment as to where we're going. And I hope he forgives me and bless me not to play those games anymore. Yeah, I said anymore. I know I love to play those games, and that's going to be a challenge to me. Verse 6, which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it listen, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou cannot tell whence it came. You can tell where the wind came from. You might be able to say if it's blowing on you from the north or the south, but you don't know where it came. Could have come up from the bottom. You don't know. Didn't care if it came up from the top of the earth. But can it not tell whence it came? Let me read verse 8 again for you. The wind blows where it listens, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen. We have testified that we have seen, and we receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Uh-oh. My Father in heaven is telling those people off. I have just read to you from John's chapter 3. I started to say verse 4, but I went up one verse. So I read chapter 3, verses 3 to 12, and a blessing to this word. Now, I want your sheep to turn with me to the book of Numbers, where I left off last week. And I asked you to all to read chapter 29 for me. And let's start there. And hopefully I will be able to read it all in your hearing. Oh, my Father, please, thank you for reminding me not to forget to say a prayer, because I want to. My sister, one of my sisters, is crying because a person, an older man at the church, asked her to bake one of her fabulous peach cobblers, and she didn't get around to do it, and he is dead now. See, when somebody asks you something, to do something, if you can do it, that's the lesson that I'm getting from it, because she has been crying now for about a week. Hopefully she will get over it, and I want her to get over it. The hardest thing for me was when my mother left me, when she went away to heaven. I kind of believe that she did, because she tried to do the best she could in raising me. Yes, she did. She would let me go to church and learn from your papa mine. Yes, that was Sister Mama. Her son is a pastor in Southfield, Michigan, somewhere. I don't know where he is. I haven't seen him since he got married. Let me forget about that and say a prayer right now. Let's say a prayer to our Father in heaven. You say your prayer. You ask the Lord to talk to him. And maybe the Holy Spirit will come on you. You talk to him. But I have a lesson to read. And it's in the book of Numbers, Numbers 29. I want you to prepare to say your prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, have mercy, and you always do it. We thank you. We come, you allow sheep come thanking you. And I just realized that we are the lost sheep. Sometime in October, maybe a little bit longer, I don't know. I didn't write it down, but I remember some things from I went to school and my teacher taught me when I was there, and I did not finish, but she taught me. And I'm supposed to say a prayer to you, my Father, thanking you for all the things that you have done for me and everyone else. If they, I want to say they're ignorant. If they don't read your word and don't believe in you, who can not believe in you? You're the creator of this whole world, and probably the creator of me too. And I say thank you. It must be something that you saved my life twice. You have brought me back. And I remember some of the things that happened when I went up to heaven. I knew I had to bow down. But listen, Father, forgive me. I'm supposed to be writing a book to let everyone know what happened, what I remembered that happened. Can I tell them that they will have to bow down in front of you? And if you don't bow down, you ask it, who is it that you need to bow down to? And you will zap the strength out of their head, and they won't be able to walk. May I tell my sheep who are listening, Father, thank you for giving me the listeners that you have given me. I am surprised and shocked. None of us, everyone who are listening to me, let's say a prayer. Father, thank you for everything that you have done in this world for us, for healing those people who were sick. I was once sick. Don't let me go off on a tangent. Let me just pray to you, my Father, for giving us shelter, giving us food to eat, good. Our health is back and provided a sheep to have the same sound mind and good health and prosperity and helping us to read the Bible and keeping our mind off us. I really fun. What we should do is just read the Bible and understand, try to understand the things that you have told us. I thank you, Father. Please continue to keep natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, as well as chemical disasters away, too. I say this quick prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus the Christ. Amen. Now, sheep, I'm going to let you know who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I come to you all on Blog Talk Radio. And the name of my program is Feed My Sheep. That's what my Father in Heaven told me to do many years ago. But I was too afraid. At that time, there weren't many preachers. And many preachers would not allow women to get up there and preach on their platform. They really must, I think they misunderstood what was written in the Bible. Because if you can tell a donkey to tell her to say words, speak words to Balaam, you can tell a woman to preach. And those women who are preaching, just as I am, you told me to feed your sheep. I'm glad you didn't tell me to preach. You said for me to feed your sheep, and I was so afraid. I told you, Father, that I was afraid of the people. But you were saying, feed my sheep. And now I'm trying to be obedient because I've done so many things in the world. I want to be obedient to you. And I would tell my people to read Deuteronomy 5, verses 7 through 21, and also read Exodus chapter 20. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I'll tell you what the fourth commandment, I won't tell you exactly what it says, but it tells them to keep the Sabbath holy. They are to, they should remember. You have your freedoms to start observing the Sabbath day and keeping it holy. That's the day for you to rest and observe. Father, remember our Father. Let me tell you that Sabbath starts on Friday evening and it ends on a Saturday evening. I want your sheep to have your three P's ready and handy. Of course, many of you who have not listened to me all the time, the three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil. I want you to have those handy to jot down some of the things that I may say, any reference or scripture in the Bible that I may state to you so that you can go over it to make sure that I'm telling you the truth. And I am telling you the truth. That's why I told my Father in Heaven I was afraid to speak to people. It took me so long, I had to ask him for courage. And he finally gave me some courage to you all. Now, I want you to remember Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. And then I want you to remember, that's where I think my Father says, my people are destroyed by the lack of knowledge. Or is it in 2 Timothy, verse 2? I don't know. Verse 2, and I forget what this scripture says, but I don't want your sheep to die because of your lack of knowledge, because you don't want to read what the Bible says, and that's what you should read, because those people reading the the Bible to you, sometimes can misquote things to you, or they will be human like me, say something wrong that you did not say, and that I only want to say what you say. My Father in heaven, I say that prayer in Jesus' name, even though it was a short prayer, I said it, and I meant it. I don't know where. I'm trying to look through my notes, but I can't right now to tell you what I want you to read. Nonetheless, let me start reading to you, sheep. Numbers 29, and hopefully I can read all of it because I am a slow reader and sometimes I can't see very good. Let me see. I got these glasses on. They will help me see. I am in Numbers chapter 9. I want you sheep and those of you who are not sheep, if you're listening to me, read along with me because I want to read as much of the Bible as I can on the computer. It says that I'm supposed to talk about Numbers 27, the inheritance laws, as well as the daily offering, number 28. But I have read those to you before, and I'm trying to read as much as I can. So go to Numbers 29, that's chapter 29, and I'll read as much of the Bible as I can. And in the seventh month, I need one of those Julian calendars that those false Christians have over in our land, Israel. They have the numbers, so they have the book. They're trying to keep the date straight, but I don't know. Constantine, and when my teacher taught that stuff to me, I wouldn't listen. I wouldn't care. My mind was not on it. My eyes were blinded. My Father in heaven has removed the blindness off of my eyes so that I can understand a little bit more about the Bible. I was thinking that we are the chosen people. We are the lost sheep. All black folks in America, don't be giving your seed to anyone but us black women. And that seed is your children. You love your children. You want to be with your children. If you, I'll tell you to read in, I think it's Isaiah chapter 13, where those people are going, all the nations are going to go to their own kind. You read it and understand like I understand. Again, let's start at chapter 29. And in the seventh month, on the seventh day of the month, you shall have an holy convocation. A holy convocation is a gathering of people. You shall do no servile work. You shouldn't do any work like being, you have to go there and do the work. You have to be doing like a maid or anything. It is a day of blowing of the trumpet unto you. And you shall offer a burnt offering or a sweet savor, aroma. Savor is aroma unto the Lord. One young bullock, one ram, seven lambs of the first year without blemish. Excuse me, she had cussed. I probably could not afford to offer a father. I'm so glad that we don't have to offer any meat offerings anymore. Jesus sent his son to die for us on the cross. And that's what you should remember. And try to do all the things that is in the Bible that tells us that we should do. and their meat offerings shall be of flour mingled with oil and dill. That's a measurement for a bullock, and 2/10 of a dill for a ram, and 1/10 of a dill for a lamb. Throughout the 7 lambs and 1 kid. A kid is a goat. That's why I tell most people, don't call your kid your children that. You should say, my son or daughter, my child. They're not a kid. They belong to goats. Verse 5 again. And 1 kid of goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Did you all get that? See, verse 5. I'm in verse 6 now of chapter 29. And verse 6 says, besides the burnt offering of the month and his meat offering and the daily burnt offering and his meat offering and the drink offering according to their manner, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. My Father in heaven likes the smell of burnt meat. I wonder what that woman think about when she's calling the police on the other young man in the park cooking or barbecuing meat. And you shall have one, and you shall have on the 10th day of the 7th month an holy convocation, and you shall afflict. That means to afflict is like having pain and suffering. Afflict your souls. You shall not do any work therein. But you shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord for a sweet savor, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of the first year. Ye shall be unto you without blemish. Let me say, read that again and over to you. And that's verse 9. But ye shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord for a sweet savor, 1 young bullock and 1 ram and 7 lambs. They shall be unto you without blemish, and their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 of a deal to a bullock, and 2/10 of a deal to a ram, a several tenth deal for 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs. Verse 11, 1 kid of goats for a sin offering, a kid of a goat of a goats for a sin offering, besides the sin offering of atonement, and the continual burnt offering and the meat offering of it, and the drink offering. And on the 5th day, on the 15th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no ceremonial work, and you shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. Oh, let me stop at verse 13 and tell you what I've been thinking about. This week, man is called the Good Friday. That is not in Leviticus 23. That is man-made law. If you want to, you do what you want to do. But my Father in heaven does not tell you to follow that man-made law, nor Easter. He gives us eggs to eat, but he doesn't celebrate those things. That's what the heathens are doing. You let the heathens have their day, because they may not be going where I'm going. I've been wondering, why did my Father in heaven send me back? Because I am one of his lost sheep, and I really do believe in him. I really do. Let me read verse 12 over again. See, am I ready? My computer will come back up, and it does. Verse 12, and on the 15th day of the seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work, and you shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days, and you shall offer burnt offerings. Verse 13 again, and you shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire, for a sweet savor, a savor's aroma unto the Lord. 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year. They shall be without blemish. Verse 14. And their meat offering shall be a flour mingled with oil, 3/10 of a deal, 3/10 deals unto every bullock, 13 bullocks, 2/10 deals of each month, 2/10 deals to each ram, the 2 rams, and several tenths deals to each lamb of the 14 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the second day, you shall offer 12 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs, and 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their members after the manner. 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offerings, and the meat offering thereof, and the drink offering. So white folks, if you're listening, we are supposed to have a meat offering. When we should be able to barbecue if we want to, without you calling the police on us for doing what is natural. I don't know who your father is. We are the Hebrews. I have read that someplace in the Bible. And that's what I want to tell you. Read your Bible so you can understand and find out that you are not the Hebrews. Because there was sin. Our Father had grafted you into being saved. But if he knows like I know who you are, I will not save you. You're not worth it. Verse 20, and on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. Verse 21, and their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after their manner. And 1 goat for sin offering shall begin his meat offering and his drink offering. And on the 14th day, 10 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs. I'm in verse 23, 14 lambs. And of the first year without blemish, verse 24, their meat offerings and their drink offerings of the bullocks, according to their number, after their manner. Verse 25. And one kid of goats or a sin offering, besides a continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his offerings. And on the fifth day, nine bullocks, two rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, without spot. Verse 27. And their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after their manner. And one goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering and his drink offering. And on the sixth day, eight bullocks, two rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. Verse 30, and their meat offerings and their drink offerings and drink offerings for the bullocks, for the ram, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And the goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offerings, his meat offerings, drink offerings. Verse 32. And on the seventh day, seven bullocks, two rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. Verse 33. And their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. Verse 34. And one goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the eighth day shall ye, let me read verse 35, day ye shall have a solemn, that's a sacred or a sacred offering or a sacred assembly. Ye shall do no work therein. You shouldn't be working hard like you do on a normal day. That's not a day of our Father. But ye shall offer a burnt offering of a sweet savor unto the Lord. One bullock, one ram, and seven lambs of the first year without blemish. The meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullock, for a ram, and for the lamb shall be according to their number after the manner. And one goat offering, let me read verse 38 again. And one goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering, and his drink offering. These things ye shall do unto the Lord in your set feast, besides your vows and your free will offering, for your burnt offerings, and for your meat offerings, and for your drink offerings, and for your peace. And Moses told the children of Israel according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. Now that we have finished reading, just in time, chapter 29, for this Friday sheet, I want you to read chapter 30. That's your assignment that I'm going to tell you. I'm giving you an assignment, just as my Father gave me an assignment. I want you to help, well, you to read the Bible for yourself. You may not understand what I say to you, But I want you to read the Bible for yourself. I also want you to go on to Amazon. Get my three books. Please purchase my three books. Make me a rich woman. The rich woman that I am supposed to be. Purchase the unseen. Purchase the passing in my children's book, The Broken Plan. I have three other books that I need to finish and put on Amazon for your purchase. And I hopefully somewhere else to buy my books and to sell them and, you know, to just make me a rich woman. I don't know how they do it, but my books are to be sold. Now, let me say a quick prayer over you, please. All those who listen to my program, and I thank you for adding more listeners to my program. I thank all of them. I am surprised that they are listening. Thank you. Now, let's have a closing word for prayer. And keep saying this, Father in heaven, please continue to protect us from the evil one and his saints. I know that none but the righteous shall see God, and Satan is trying to fool us into choosing him. But Father, I've already made my choice, and I choose you as well as all the other saints who are listening to me. They are lost sheep too. I ask that you would protect them as you protect me. And if it's the Lord's will for you next Tuesday at 11 a.m. and this Friday at 5 p.m., I thank you for listening to my program, because you can be elsewhere doing other things. Hopefully you've learned something. Hopefully you learned something that I read to you today.
Father,
thank you for listening.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Let you down, and I know. Castle.